Good morning. This is Lisa Niver. I'm the founder of We Said Go Travel and the author of Bravish, One Breakup, Six Continents, and Feeling Fearless After 50. I did 50 travel challenges, and some of them were with the incredible brands that Melissa makes happen. I'm so excited to have you here today.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, it is my great honor. I mean, I felt so happy to hear you speak at the Women's Travel Fest on the panel about women traveling over 50. Yeah. And then we were so lucky to be together in Ireland at the amazing Red Carnation. I mean, there's no other hotel like Ashford Castle.
I agree. It is one of my favorite places on earth. And speaking of being 50, that's where I celebrated my 50th birthday. So my two best friends and I, we decided to take a lifelong trip to Ireland, and we ended it with three nights at Ashford Castle. And I have to say that being treated like a queen on your 50th birthday is the way to go.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I can't say enough about Ashford Castle. You and I were both there as part of Travel Classics Ireland the most recent time. And I've been there twice. And for me, walking with the hawk, the falconry, that's in my book because that is one of the most amazing experiences of my life.
I agree. It's one of my favorite things to do when I'm at Ashford as well. I just think there's something so wild and powerful about it. And yet, I don't know, just majestic. And I'm not a huge bird fan, but there's something about the birds of prey and the hawks that are just, yeah, they really take your breath away. They really do.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that all of your travel brands have in common is searching for those experiences that, you know, you don't want to go to some place that looks the same as when you're at home and do something you could do around the corner. You've flown on this flight and you've made this effort. Like I know when I was on Insight Vacations Luxury Gold on the motor coach that we had some incredible experiences. Like we were at dinner in Rome and all of a sudden we were having a private concert.
Yeah. You know, the thing that I love best about a guided vacation, and for any of your listeners who don't know about the brands that I represent, I actually represent six fabulous tour brands. And we really have something for everyone. And it's, you know, everything from Contiki, which is our youth brand, all the way up to, as you mentioned, Luxury Gold, which is our high-end luxury brand for the more discerning traveler. We really do have something for everyone. But the thing that they have in common is that we are able to connect our guests with people and experiences that they wouldn't necessarily even know about, let alone be able to book on their own. And so it makes it really special to be able to deliver that and to just, you know, watch people have these really transformational experiences that, I don't know, it's what makes travel to me so special is, to your point, it's being able to really connect with the destination and the culture in a way that's deeper than just ticking something off your bucket list.
Right. Well, because when I was in Ireland the very first time, I was in Dublin at St. Patrick's Day with Brennan Vacations. I went to see Newgrange, which is 1,000 years older than the pyramids.
I know, it's crazy. And the world is so huge. And, you know, you and I are, we travel avidly all the time. And our list just gets longer and longer and longer. It's not like we ever make a dent in it because we hear about all of these phenomenal places and experiences. And yeah, I mean, that's why we have six brands and we go to all seven continents because literally there's just, you will never get to the end of your list. But yeah, Brendan Vacations is super special, has a very special place in my heart. And, you know, we're able to create custom vacations that are down to whatever the really wants, needs, desires of the individual are, which is what I think makes it really special because it's tailored to whoever it is that's planning the trip. So, you know, whether you are like me and you're 50 and you're planning a big celebration, or maybe you want to do a family reunion, or you want to trace your heritage, I think, you know, that's what makes it really special for us is to be able to do that for people.
So obviously you have a wealth of experience and these incredible brands, but what brought you to travel? Were you an early traveler? Did you go on vacation with your family? You did study abroad, summer camp? Like what inspired you to just have wanderlust in your blood?
That's a great question. So I actually didn't travel internationally at all when I was younger, but my mother had been one of those women who after college, she went and lived in Europe for like 3 months. And, you know, in the 60s, she was a very early adopter of, you know, women solo travel. And I heard her stories my entire childhood growing up, and I wanted to do that. I wanted to go experience the world. I also grew up in a very, very small town. So I'm from Northern California, right by Lake Tahoe, this tiny little ski town called Truckee. And for me, the world just seemed like this big, big, big place that I, you know, wanted to explore, but didn't know how. So my goal in life was to get a job where I would get paid to travel. So, because I didn't have a lot of money, you know, going on vacation, it seemed out of reach for me. So I was going to get a job where I could get paid to travel. So I went to school in media and journalism, funnily enough. And I thought that's what I'll do. It's the only job that I knew of where I could be someplace else and still be working. And when I was at UCLA, I actually got a job at a travel agency. And I had friends that were traveling all the time. And I said, how are you doing this? And they said, oh, we work at the travel agency on campus. And so I was like, I need to do that. So that's where I got a job. That's what helped pay my way through school. And I remember I got an internship my last year of school with MGM Studios in the like PR media department. And I hated it. So I quit and picked up more hours at the travel agency. And sort of the rest is history. So I was at a travel agency for almost 20 years between that job and another one. And then I've been here for going on 11. So I've been over 30 years in the travel industry. I think when you work in this industry and you get to experience all the amazing things that travel provides, it opens your eyes. It brings cultures closer together. It really does show us how the world is very, very small and how really we are more alike than we are different. That's incredibly special. And it's really hard to even think about a job that would do anything different. I feel very, very fortunate and grateful that this is the job that I ended up with. And it makes me extremely happy to come to work every day, being able to bring people's travel dreams to life.
That is true. You are a giver of dreams.
I am.
Yeah, that's amazing. I had an early job in travel after I learned to scuba dive. And I was teaching and I could not afford exotic scuba vacations. And I went to work for Club Med.
Mm-hmm.
And that after that, I worked on the cruise ships.
Yep.
But I always thought about being a tour guide. And I have to say, you know, the tour guides I've met on your different brands have all been incredible people. So how do you discover these people that are part of your guided tours that bring the whole experience to life?
I think what's really interesting is if you talk to anybody who's traveled on any of our trips, they will tell you that their travel director was the best travel director on the face of the earth. And they will battle it out. And I think that that's amazing because it means that really every one of our travel directors is doing a phenomenal job. And I think there's a couple of things that we look for. Obviously, they need to know about the destination. They have to be extremely, not just well-versed, but they need to really know, if not live in that destination. But the thing that's more important to us, I think, than that is that they're actually fun people that you would want to travel with. Nobody wants to travel with their old high school history teacher, right? You want to travel with somebody who's engaging and exciting and also inspired by the destination that they're in. And who at the end of the day, you just kind of want to hang out at the bar and have a drink and like hear about their experiences. I think that that's really, you know, critical and important when it comes to us identifying who's going to be a good travel director. And then of course we continually invest in their ongoing training, you know, whether that is obviously things that are changing within the world, but, you know, more importantly, things that are changing in terms of the service delivery that we give and, you know, the expectations that our guests have. And so, you know, we're constantly putting them in the seat of the guest. We call it our personal development training. And, you know, once a year we run these trips. And so I say about every other year, the travel directors are on them where they sit as the guest and they get to basically learn and critique their peers and receive feedback themselves so that, you know, they're not just the person sitting at the front of the coach. They're sitting where their guests sit so that they can get a really good perspective of how they can do better and deliver a better experience for our guests.
So a lot of people ask me, how can I travel like you? And when I talk about some of the projects that you have, I get a lot of pushback from people like, I don't want to be on a bus with 40 people and I don't want to wake up every morning early. And I know, having been on Insight Luxury Gold, that every day was really fantastic and seamless. And so what kind of response do you give to people as running these different brands that have so many levels and so many experiences? especially, you know, women over 50, that they don't want to travel alone, but they don't want to have too many rules. And you get this.
I absolutely get it. And I think, you know, now more than ever, women like myself over 50 who are looking to travel, we're very, very deliberate and specific about where we want to go, the new places we want to visit. We want to go on the less traveled destinations. And I think going with a guided brand is really advantageous for that. It delivers that security in the framework, but it also doesn't restrict you. So to your point, there is a ton of free time built in. You can use that to do your own thing, to go off, to be spontaneous, or you can use it to hang out with newfound friends. I do think that those of us that travel solo, we do like the mix. We want time to self-reflect. We want time to, you know, experience things on our own. But I do think travel is also really special when it's a shared experience. And so even if it means coming together at the end of the evening and sharing a meal and a glass of wine and saying, what did you do today? And what did you learn? And how was your experience same or different than the one that I had? And how special is that? I think that that's really important. I do think that tours sometimes get a bad rap. There is a misconception, as you say, based on how things were 40 years ago. And when I tell you that we are evolving on a yearly, weekly, monthly basis, we get constant feedback from our guests. Every single guest provides us feedback and we are constantly acting on it. So when I say to you, we have six brands with a travel style for everyone, I mean that. If they want to travel, we can find a trip that has a slower pace, slower starts, a faster pace if they want to tick everything off because they know that this is the only 2-week vacation they get. We can go in depth in one destination. We could spend all 7 days in one city, or we could hit 5 countries in 10 days. It's really up to the guest and what they want to do. And I think that that's really important to know, is that it is not a one size fits all. To your point, we can really find the perfect trip depending on what it is that that guest is looking for.
And so as an example, I saw one of my cousins last night and she's like, she's getting divorced. She's over 50. She doesn't want to travel alone. She really wants what you're saying. I want to look around on my own, but I want to have people to have dinner with at night. Absolutely. And I think a lot of people are, so are there trips that are kind of more focused to essentially women over 50 or people that want transformation, or how does that work?
All of our trips are obviously going to be open to anyone. So in that sense, I would say you're going to find a good 15% at least of the travelers on any of our trips are traveling on their own. But we do have trips with our brand Insight in particular, you were talking about, that is women's only, where they can choose to travel on a trip with only women, with a woman female travel director, with even the drivers, we try to have them be female. But the other thing that's really special about those trips is that the experiences that we're picking are highlighting women-owned or women-run businesses. So, you know, everything that we do is going to be giving back as much as possible to the local economy. But those trips specifically, we want to make sure that that is going back to empower those women-owned businesses. And so I think that's really special because as a traveler, not only are you getting that experience, but you're also able to give back a little bit.
Well, I remember on my trip when we were in Italy, we were doing some of the things with TreadRight. That's the philanthropy arm.
Yeah. So we've evolved that a little bit. And now what we do, so TreadRight is our nonprofit organization that oversees all of our sustainability efforts. And so within each of our brands, we are committed to make travel matter. And what I mean by that is we have identified, I think we have 571 of them now. Our new report just came out. Of Make Travel Matter experiences. And no matter what trip you go on any of our brands, we're always going to have at least one, if not more than one. And what that means is we have built them into the itinerary. So people who are traveling with us, regardless of where they're going, they are going to be giving back to the communities that they travel to. And that could be something that gives back to either the planet or the people. The majority of our experiences are actually giving back to the communities that we visit. Or the wildlife. So particularly, let's say you're traveling to Africa or maybe the Galapagos, we're going to make sure that we've got some conservation efforts going on. But it's not like you're volunteering per se. So what we want to do is give back in a meaningful way that is sustainable. So really great example that I would love to share is we work with a woman named Marta in Tuscany. And Marta is a weaver. She weaves on a 900-year-old loom back from the Renaissance times. And she is we believe, the last woman who actually was weaving on this type of loom. She learned it from her grandmother, who learned it from her grandmother, who learned it from her grandmother. And she's an artist. I mean, she will tell you straight up that that's what she is. She is an artist, but she was not able to sustain her business. And she was weeks away from having to close her studio when she was connected with the Treadwright Foundation. And we were able to collaborate with her. And now two of our brands, both Insight Vacations and Trafalgar, have trips that go in. They visit her studio. The guests get to watch her weave on a 900-year-old loom. I get goosebumps, right? They get to hear about her stories from her grandmother. And she's been able to build a business that now is going to be sustainable. She's able to have a apprentice, right? So her niece is now her apprentice. So this craft, this artisanship is not going to die after 900 years because we were able to form a really beautiful symbiotic relationship with her. So the guests get an amazing experience. And our, you know, Marta, this wonderful woman that we work with in, you know, Perugia, she gets to keep this beautiful studio and this tradition alive. And so that's what I mean when I say that we've got these make travel matter experiences. We are making travel matter in a really meaningful way.
And there's no way you would have known this, but I actually was there.
No. you met Marta.
I have video from that day. And it was
how amazing is she?
So amazing. And I love that of all the places on the planet that you could have picked, you picked one that I actually have been to, which is like a good synergy of how this travel life works, right? Like we saw each other in New York at Women's Travel Fest. We saw each other in Ireland. We both love Ashford Castle. I mean, that's one of the things that I love about travel. And I think is one of the things about people that go on your different trips, right? Like there was, when I was early on in my writing career and I met Patricia Schultz, I learned about your brand because she was the ambassador for the Trafalgar brand.
Yes.
And, you know, there's so many incredible people that are participating. And one of the things that I've been asking all of my guests, because as we know, my book is coming out, Bravish, and I did 50 challenges before I turned 50, is what are you thinking about maybe personally and professionally with this brand about what kind of challenges? Obviously, you've made a huge impact on the world with the Make Travel Matter across the brands. But what is something you're either very proud of, a challenge you've done, or what challenge are you looking forward to next?
Well, for me personally, I am looking to do some more adventurous travel. So my oldest daughter is off to college in the fall. We just did orientation. So she's headed out. I've got one more at home, but you know, we've been doing family vacations for the past 18 years, which is fun and I love it, but I'm ready to get back to some destinations that the kids aren't as excited about. So I want to go definitely do some more hiking and camping. And I really want to do Machu Picchu and hike the Inca Trail. And I am desperate to get to Egypt. So I can't believe I haven't been yet. So those are some places that I'm looking to get to. And those are absolutely places that I would not travel by myself and on my own. I would definitely want to go with a tour. From a work perspective, I think, you know, we are continuing this focus on sustainability. So while we've done, I think, a phenomenal job of embedding all of these fantastic experiences for our guests, the other thing that we're doing, which is a little bit less visible, is on the back end, just all of the work that we're doing on our road to net zero. So we've committed that by 2050, we will be completely net zero. I think when we originally launched our plan in 2020, we were looking for carbon neutrality. And as we all know, that's just not good enough anymore. And so every year, using our science-based targets, we are making roads and inroads to being completely net zero. And so that is a super important initiative for us that we'll continue to work on that. Again, doesn't get any visibility, but will make us very proud at the end of the day when it is done, because I think it's critical for all of us that work here that we are leaving the world in a better place than we found it for generations of people to be able to travel. You know, we feel like we're stewards almost. We want to make sure that we're doing good.
Well, I think you're definitely doing great. And I really appreciate, I know you're just back from an adventure that you made time to talk with me, and I think it's very inspiring for people to see the way that you shifted, right? You thought you were going to do one thing. You worked in the travel agency. You were inspired to travel like your mom, and you're making that happen. I just think that's so inspiring.
Oh, thank you so much. I just think, like I said, travel is just it's in my soul. I knew I always wanted to do it. And I feel very, very, again, fortunate that I get to do this every single day. And I'm excited to come to work every day. And, you know, even after everything that the travel industry went through in the past 3 years, like just being able to be part of the recovery, that's also very, very special. And being surrounded by an entire team of people globally who are so committed to making sure that our guests have amazing vacations it's very, very special.
I agree with you. I was in the travel industry. I worked on the cruise ships for a long time. And at September 11th, everything shifted so considerably. And then these past few years, like you're mentioning with the COVID coaster, it's been, again, so challenging. And there's so many people in different destinations in the United States where we both are filming today. There was a lot of economic support, and other countries don't necessarily have that. And I specifically, some of the places I visit, like in the Pacific Islands, it was desperate times for people. Tourism is a huge part of the economy.
It's huge. And I don't think people really think about all of the different parts of the tourism economy. So it's not just the airplanes and the tours and the hotels. It's all of those small businesses that support them, whether it be walking tours or even restaurants, or, you know, the people that are doing laundry, or there is such a huge portion of the world economy that is focused and reliant on tourism. And it's estimated to be 1 in 10 jobs are impacted by tourism in the world. And so if you think about that, that is massive, 10% of the entire world. And so you're right, if there was not that kind of support, and even where there was support, it's incredibly difficult for the industry to return back to normal. And so being part of that, I think, has been not only a challenge, but extremely rewarding.
That we're fortunate to have passports where we can acquire visas relatively easy and have access to transportation. And I also, like you, feel very fortunate to have been able to go different places. And I love that there's such a big focus at the Travel Corporation with making travel matter. And like you said, the amazing Weaver. And I look forward to doing more with you guys. And I just was so honored, and I had such a good time at Ashford Castle. And I definitely want to look more into Red Carnation and all the other properties in that brand.
They are magical. They are magical.
Yes. Well, travel is magic, and you, Melissa, are magic. And I just really so appreciate you making the time to come talk to me and my listeners about the incredible travel opportunities across all of your amazing brands.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.